Vermont distillers are banding together to make hand sanitizer for first responders and state hospitals as the pandemic continues to spread. After hearing early reports of the coronavirus outbreak, Ryan Christensen, president and head distiller at Caledonia Spirits in Vermont, started making hand sanitizer as a joke.
We decided to build our own hand sanitizers as kind of a team workshop, which seemed fun. But then the community started to hear that we were doing that, and people started asking questions saying, hey, can we get some of that?
Production then caught the attention of state officials.
The Department of Public Safety has approached it, and many folks from the state, actually, but we didn't realize that hospitals are having a hard time finding this. We're working on an order to produce 1,500 bottles for state first responders right now. It is a tremendous shortage of hand sanitizer.
This hot commodity boils down to just three ingredients.
It's just a mix of some sort of alcohol. We're using ethanol because that's what we can produce, and glycerin and water.
Christensen says they will be making the solution in a giant column named Phyllis.
It's a 45-plate column. It's a really efficient piece of equipment. So a couple other Vermont distillers reached out to us today, as well as a couple other beverage manufacturers. And we all sort of put our heads together and said, okay, we've got an incredible demand for hand sanitizer. You know, where should the base, you know, raw materials come from? Who should truck it? Who should, you know, distill it? How are we going to get it to the state? And I am so impressed, to be honest, and actually really honored to be a part of this.
Sivan Kotel is the co-founder of Stonecutter Spirits and the vice president of the Vermont Distilled Spirits Council. He says this project is not aiming to make a profit.
The goal of this collective is not to be doing anything other than covering costs and providing a service to the community. There are 1,000 different ways that folks could take to do something like this, but what we're working on here is covering costs and solving an issue for the state.
Because each distillery has different equipment and ingredients available, Kotel says this has to be a team effort.
I think we're going to end up with three distilleries, a kombucha provider, a cider provider, all working together to supply hand sanitizer. And the fabric of them working together is really what I think will make the difference here.
Kotel was planning to hammer out the details with distilleries and brewers Friday.
I spent yesterday on the phone with our chief of enforcement at the Vermont Department of Liquor and Lottery to work out an appropriate legal venue so that Vermont distillers can make hand sanitizer, have it be in compliance. We have a process for that, which was a huge step forward, and I'm very appreciative to the department for working with us on that. And tomorrow, I have a conference call with all the Vermont distillers in my role as vice president of the Vermont Distilled Spirits Council to walk everyone through the guidance we got from the state and the guidance that everyone has received from the federal government on how to do this and do it legally and in compliance.
Christensen agrees. He has a message for first responders.
Hats off to you. For those folks that are brave enough to get out there and really fight this, you know, right at the front line, that's an incredible thing to do. And, you know, for us to make hand sanitizer, that's about the easiest possible thing we could ever do to support them.
Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.